Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Our hearts and prayers go out to the people of Paris that has suffered a great tragedy, a terrorist attack. It was such a tragedy to see that take place. Over 350 wounded, many dead through this particular attack that had taken place. It was 127, and our hearts just go out. It was interesting that the president of France immediately noticed this. And we've been talking about this. Immediately, he shut the borders down, and he kicked in what we refer to as martial law. Instantly, and he requested now for another 90 days. What does that mean? All the laws of France have been suspended. That the military is on the streets and they can walk into your house. They can block all the borders, and they just shut everything down. We talked about this thing happened. All of a sudden, America comes under attack. This kind of thing happens, and all of a sudden, martial law is kicked in. We're watching a prototype of that taking place right now in France, and our hearts go out to them. He says immediately, the president of France says, this is an act of war. And the people are being interviewed. So this is World War III beginning. Remember, we've been talking about that. And so our hearts and prayers go out. But understand that we're going to find out right now. Perry Stone is prophesying in 2012 about the riots that would come in the streets of America. And here it is. It's coming even today, because we're going to be showing after that, this break coming up as well, that the riots that just took place in London, which supposedly these terrorists are saying first France, first Paris, then London, then America. Let's listen to Perry Stone right now as he's talking about five cities on fire with riots taking place. Take a look.
One of the things that the Holy Spirit gave me was in May of 08 at the Partners Conference in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. I was standing at a river looking at 180 degrees. I counted at least five major cities. They were cities in the United States. There had been rioting and fighting inside certain sections of the poorer sections among ethnic groups in these cities. They were literally burning the cities down. And this is before Larry and Gino went to minister full-time. He was at a church at North Cleveland as a minister of music. And God showed me in the sky a horn of plenty with their picture in it. And the Lord said, you go tell Larry and Gino not to worry about traveling. I'm going to provide for them through the whole thing. And even when this begins to happen, we're going to provide. Now, when I saw this, it was brought to my attention that in 1985, David Wilkerson wrote a book called Set Your Trumpet to Your Mouth, in which he predicted there would come in some time in the future a Russian attack against the United States that would follow an economic collapse of the economy in the United States. That was written in 85. In September 7th, 1992, Brother Wilkerson wrote, I've had a recurring vision of 1,000 fires burning at one time in New York City. I'm convinced race riots will soon explode. New York is a powder keg. Federal and state, now listen to what he predicted in 92, federal and state welfare cutbacks will be the spark that ignites the fuse. There'll be 100,000 angry men on the streets enraged because they've been cut off from government benefits. Now listen. In March of 2009, in fact, I was in Baton Rouge with Phil Garcia at Carolyn Phil's house, Scardina, and Wilkerson said, an earth-shattering calamity is about to happen. It's going to be frightening. We're all going to tremble, even the godliest among us. Major cities across America will experience riots and blazing fires like we saw in Watts, Los Angeles years ago. There'll be riots and fires in cities worldwide, and there'll be looting. Now, a friend of mine who knew Brother Wilkerson said this was, he's never said it publicly, but privately, he told his friend it was an angelic visitation that warned him this was coming. Now, the point I want to make is, I saw the cities burning, and I'm not happy to even say this. And when Brother Wilkerson saw this long before anyone else did, and as if there's been other people confirm it, California, parts of New York, and they got a governor in New Jersey that finally put his foot down. It's got the mess straightened up there that was there. But there's five major cities right now that are on the verge of complete bankruptcy. And if they start cutting money out of the unions, which is the police force, and they've already done it in some places, and if there is any kind of a cutback in benefits that goes to some of the people in some of these areas, I promise you, you will see fighting and burning of cities in the United States like we've never seen it before. Now, someone says, boy, that sounds like bad news. Why in the world would you want to say that? Because I'm going to tell you something. The Holy Spirit wants His people not to be in darkness toward anything that's going to happen.
And you think about this. As we've been talking about this over the years, you know, you've been with our audience, and we have this available for you in the torch at VFNTV.com, that there's a systematic unfolding of a radical rule, you know, the rules for radical systems being used. And this whole thing has been set up to all of a sudden create tension and polarize, you know, divide everybody from everything they can be divided from so that they can actually organize the nation's people into a new direction that they want to go. This is pretty crazy. You think this actually just happened, as you're seeing right here. We're going to talk about this after the break, but this just happened in London. This just happened in London, as you're seeing right now, if you can see me in it, yeah. This is what's just happened, and we're going to talk about Guy Fawkes, we're going to talk about these riots, and this is exactly what's happening there, and God is saying it's going to be happening in America.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll